In the mid-1920s, the great architect Frank Lloyd Wright was given the challenge of building the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo. And Tokyo happens to be one of the most earthquake-prone centers in the world. Wright's investigation showed that a solid foundation could be floated on a 60-foot layer of soft mud underlying the hotel, which would provide a shock-absorbing but solid support for this immense building. He was a smart guy. Shortly after the hotel was completed, it withstood an earthquake, the worst earthquake in 52 years. And while lesser buildings around it fell in ruins, this structure stood solid. One of the things that we yearn for in our lives is simplicity. But we live in a world of chaos, these storms constantly pummeling us from all directions. How do we find that solidness? How do we find the peace that passes all understanding? How do we thrive in a world that sucks the very essence out of us in our lives and leaves us exhausted? Everywhere we turn, there's something that we need or something that we desire to make our lives better, more fulfilled, make us feel happier. But we're still left longing for the magic pill that will slow everything down and bring us into this state of bliss. Like the builders who hired Wright to design their building with consideration to the propensity for earthquakes, we need to consider what kind of foundation we're building on, because we live in a world of upheaval. It's the state of our existence. Too many people build their lives on shifting sand. Too many people build their lives on nothing. They don't have a foundation. And when the storms of life come, they are unable to withstand them, and they break. Has anyone been to Italy to see the Tower of Pisa? Okay, a couple people. Were you able to go up in it at that time? No. Jim was. Okay. Well, I have news for you about the Tower of Pisa. It's going to fall. It's going to fall. It's a scientific certainty. And every year, scientists travel and they measure the building's slow descent. And they report that the 179-foot tower moves about 1/20th of an inch per year. And it's now 17 feet off plumb. Now, the tower was built several centuries ago. One has to kind of question the wisdom of the architects who should have known that the word Pisa actually means marshy land. Which gives us some clues to why the tower began to lean in the first place, even before it was completed. Yes, it was leaning before they completed it, and they kept going. Also noteworthy is that this 179-foot tower has only a 10-foot deep foundation. Now, considering the condition of the land, marshy, and the location and the depth of the foundation, should it be any wonder that the tower is leaning? Now, it took 199 years to actually finish building the Tower of Pisa. The work began around 1100, and it was stalled because of wars and different battles. And during this time, the structure began to lean. And yes, the architects kept going, and it caused them to actually start correcting the structure by building some of the top floors with longer sides, so that the tower is actually curved. It's interesting compensation there. Now, the tower was closed to the public on January 7th, 1990. The bells were removed to alleviate some of the weight. The cables were cinched around the third level and anchored several hundred meters away. Apartments and houses in the path were evacuated for safety. The solution chosen to prevent the collapse of the tower was to slightly straighten it by a different angle by removing 1,342 cubic feet of soil from underneath the raised end. Now, after a decade of corrective reconstruction and several stabilizing efforts, the tower was reopened to the public on December 15th, 2001, and it was declared stable, potentially, for the next 300 years. This reminds me of how some of us live our lives. We build without a foundation, or we build on a foundation that's not necessarily the best choice. And then, when we're tested and tried by the world, there's no constitution. There's no stability there, no inner strength, no way of handling storms that come. But luckily, since we continue through our lives as people under construction, we can go back and we can build that foundation. We can start today to really build a solid foundation. So, if we can do that at any time, one could actually realize the condition of things and solidify a foundation, make a choice, a conscious choice to say, this is what I choose for my foundation, and it's a good choice, and it's a solid choice, and it will make me stable. But too many people have choose to not mess with the foundation, and they compensate in other ways. They make different adjustments. They add something here, or they take away something there. In the weeks ahead here, we are going to work intentionally to add simplicity in 2017. Now, the Bible tells us in many, many different passages how to live a fulfilled and happy life, to be prosperous. So each week through this series, we are going to look at Scripture. And we're going to see what God tells us about living a peaceful and happy life, a simple life in this world. And you know people, you know them, you've seen them in your lives, those people that have figured this out. Because they seem to have this joy and this peace in the midst of any storm. So what's going to happen is we're going to explore that, and we're going to add one more rock to our structure. Each rock that you'll be given is going to represent a biblical key to living that joy-filled life. You may have noticed when you came in, there are some rocks back there. And those rocks are going to be for you to take and remind you and build upon. Let's follow our scripture today. Our gospel is Luke 46 through 49. And Jesus, this reminds me of parents who, we've all been there. Kid touches the stove, and the kid cries, and we say, I told you not to touch the stove. Didn't I tell you not to touch the stove? Why do you not listen to what I tell you? Because if you would have listened to what I told you, you would have not burnt your fingers. But see, you burnt your fingers because you did not listen to what I told you. He's saying, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? I will show you what it's like. He's going to tell us, he's going to show us what it's like when someone comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. You'll notice two things about that. Go back to the previous one. Two things: hearing the words and then putting them into practice. Two things have to happen. Because if we hear the words and say, yeah, that totally makes sense, but don't put them into practice, we miss the point. When we continue the scripture, he tells us what it's like. He says, those who follow my words are like a person building a house by digging deep and laying the foundation on bedrock. When you lay your foundation on bedrock, that's sturdy. That's not going anywhere. That's not moving. When the flood came, when the rising water smashed against the house, the water couldn't shake the house because it was well built. It had a solid foundation. And then he goes on to talk about what it looks like when you don't have this firm foundation. He says, those who don't put into practice what they hear are like a person who built a house without a foundation, and the floodwater smashed against it, and it collapsed instantly, and it was completely destroyed. What God wants for us is to have a solid foundation, is to not be destroyed, is to be prosperous, is to live a joy-filled, happy life. The psalmist tells us, presumably King David, he has lots of words that describe what that foundation is. He says, I love you, Lord. And then he goes on to describe what God is for him. God is his strength. Without God, he's not strong. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my solid rock, my fortress, my rescuer. Look at all these things that describe what God is for him. My God is my rock. What can you do with a rock? You can take shelter behind or in a rock. You can use a rock as a shield. My salvation, strength, and my place of safety. All of these things are what the Lord is for our psalmist. What would it look like to build everything in your life on something solid enough to withstand any gale force wind that the world can produce? What would that look like? In 2017, it's a blank slate. We do not know what's coming. But what would it look like to know and have confidence that we are building our lives on something solid? It would give us hope. It would give us joy. It would give us confidence. In this coming month, we're going to take some practical steps to refocus on how to simplify so that we can have that life of freedom that Christ promises us. And each week we're going to talk about one idea, and we're going to work on it in the week to come. This week we're going to start with the thing that we should start with, our foundation. And our foundation is God. Everything needs to be looked at from a lens of, is this God-centered? Is my foundation God? Or is my foundation my job? Is my foundation my identity? Is my foundation something that I purchased? What is my foundation? So at the back of the sanctuary as you leave today, there is a rock for you. And if you want, you can write God on that rock. And then I want you to take it with you, and I want you to place it somewhere that will remind you to focus on God and continue to refocus on putting God at the center of your life and to continually make God that foundation. You can carry it with you, you can keep it in your car, you can put it in your kitchen and your bathroom. And we do this, putting God at the center of our lives through prayer, through daily actions, through just kind of being mindful. And before we do anything or make any decision, focus it through that lens. Is God the center of this? Next week you'll receive another rock, and so on. So that after our series is done, you'll have a structure that will be a constant signpost pointing you to continually strive toward that simplicity that we all hunger for. That simplicity and that joy that God desires for our lives. Amen.